It don't matter, he's dope, he knows that, but he's pro. He's so stagnant, he knows when he goes back to this mobile home, that's when it's back to the lab again, yo. This old rhapsody better go capture this moment and hope it don't do it. Lose his health in the music, the moment you own it, you better never let it go.
Okay, so we have a, in tab three, we have a reappointment of Paul Bailey, who is to the Board of Trustees of the University of West Florida. We have Robert Fleming, reappointment to the Board of Trustees of the University of West Florida. Next, we'll hear from tab five, Kevin Gregory Mason, a new appointment to the Board of Trustees of the University of West Florida. Next, we'll go to tab 17, and we have Oscar Lachlan, a new appointment to the Board of Trustees of Pensacola State College. Mr. Lachlan, are you there? Next, senators, we're going to go to tab four, and we have Thomas Zachary Smith, otherwise known as Zach Smith, and he is a new appointment.
What? I love that.
It was all so routine until...
We will go to tab six, and we do have Mr. Adam Kissel.
Oh, no.
Second time, why not? Sure.
All right, so the voice you're hearing there, I know you don't recognize her. It's Gail Harrell. She is the chair of the Senate Higher Education Appropriations Committee. And this is actually from last Wednesday when they were doing the first. There's three hearings, basically, when it comes to appointments to the Board of Trustees for UWF and PSC. There's the Higher Ed Approves Committee, and then there's the Ethics and Elections Committee, and then there's the floor of the Senate. And that's how it works. You know, and we, you know, I'm sure it's something none of us were ever paying attention to until recently for reasons. And so, you know, they were kind of going through the pro forma and, you know, Paul Bailey and Ed Fleming and Audrey McDonald and Kevin Mason and Oscar Lachlan and Todd Leonard. And it's fine. You know, no big deal. I mean, I think it's really hard to tell who anybody is or is not in these sort of brief things where, you know, somebody, some staffer gives you a bio and maybe a resume and, you know, they come and they make some brief statement and, you know, they tell you how, like, you know, Todd Leonard is like, I'm a lifelong resident. I'm a UWF grad. I'm the, you know, athletic director at West Florida High School and, you know, formerly at Escambia High. And, I mean, you know, okay. I mean, they seem like fine enough people. You know, Rich Holzknecht, you know, he ran for school board and, you know, he was another one that got introduced. So then we hear first from Zach Smith, who is, I would say, the most controversial, the worst. I mean, you know, that's my opinion. Feel free to share it or not. He's on both PSC and UWF, so it's double damage. And he gives his statement.
Over the past year, but particularly in the last 6 months or so, the university has hit many landmark milestones, including record enrollment numbers, groundbreaking on a new stadium, and implementing new programming designed to provide students with more educational opportunities. I'm also excited about several of the areas where UWF has an opportunity to improve even further and to expand its impact on our region in Northwest Florida and across the state, too. Foremost among those opportunities are chances to partner with our military communities, which, as you mentioned earlier, Chair Harrell, play such a prominent role in our area.
Yeah, I mean, it's all blather. It's good stuff. It's also stuff that was put in place by the former president, Martha Saunders, and was primarily shepherded by her, the person that you led the effort to oust, sir. So it's a weird brag about the accomplishments of the woman that you forced out of the office as your primary accomplishment in your position as a Board of Trustee member.
UWF is on the precipice of transformational change, and I appreciate this committee considering my nomination so that I continue to be a part of it. UWF has served our communities in Northwest Florida for decades, and I'm excited as it continues to grow and to provide even more educational opportunities for our students. I appreciate the committee's time, and I welcome any questions.
What surprised me, as somebody who knows his record at both PSC and UWF, and really that among some of the other activities outside of his work as a trustee for both schools, and aside from that, I wouldn't have known the name Zach Smith to save my life. I was surprised he didn't brag about the things he has done. He has led the war on woke at particularly UWF, but also PSC. He has been key in getting rid of PBS and dismantling WSRE and That was a major accomplishment. I'm surprised he didn't brag about that. He didn't brag about how he managed to embarrass Ed Meadows significantly in a meeting and seems to be interested in replacing or removing Ed Meadows in order to put in, well, who? I don't know. He's created a dust up by harassing a former employee who, not in any like illegal way, but just, you know, calling her out for a dear friend of mine who we all know, calling her out for her participation in a TV episode on WSRE that he thought was too woke for his taste, basically. And I think the whole community realized what an atrocious breach of etiquette that was, and certainly rude to somebody who is genuinely a fantastic person in our community. Ruthie Noel, by the way, is the recipient of that. And she now has since left, not for that reason, but, you know, she now works at Habitat. Anyway, and she's a dear friend and fantastic. Like, she's the kind of person where if you don't like Ruthie, I know it's your problem. You know, like, that's, you know, no, anyway. And didn't brag about the biggest thing he's done, which is at UWF, ousting Martha Saunders. Oh, and then acting in at least violation of the spirit of state statute, I would say actually in violation of state statute, requiring you to produce three finalists for the UWF presidency, and instead they only picked one. You know, he and Rebecca Matthews conspired to, or they wound up working in the same direction. Conspire has a certain, like, they talked outside of the sunshine, and I don't want to allege that because I don't know that. But, you know, she put together the committee that he was in charge of that cut down from, what, 70 candidates down to just the one who's now Manny Diaz, and he, of course, got confirmed. I don't have any problem with Manny Diaz. I just think you shouldn't have ousted Martha Saunders, and you shouldn't have done it through the process where you only had one finalist. So he didn't brag about any of that, which I thought was weird, and then, you know, doesn't brag about the other activities he's had politically, locally. So, I mean, it was an odd non-presentation about the things that I know to be true of his time on the board. We'll come back to this in a second. John Pickens has traffic on the five. John?
That's right. No accidents or delays to report to you right now. I-10, I-1, 10, 90, 98. Everything is flowing smoothly. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the five.
So both with Adam Kissel and with Zach Smith, but what the Democrats on the committees got was somebody briefed them that these people were Heritage Foundation affiliates one way or another. And, I mean, that's fine, but that's not the point. You've missed the point, particularly about Adam Kissel, I believe, who I think has done a great job on the board at UWF, but more on that later. So LaVon Bracey Davis asks Zach Smith about his association with the Heritage Foundation.
Mr. Smith, do you still work at the Heritage Foundation?
I do. Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And were you involved in the development of Project 2025?
I am listed as a contributor. Yes, ma'am.
So he was a contributor to Project 2025, so he's a no from the Democrats just for that.
Now, in terms of Project 2025, what that is, it was a series of policy proposals in the lead up to the last presidential election. You can see there were policy recommendations. Sometimes there were competing recommendations made in that policy proposal. And so while I'm not familiar with this precise policies you're referencing, that's all that was, were policy recommendations for officials and other policymakers to consider during their decision-making process.
You know, Project 2025 is a big document. I'm only responsible for some small parts of it. I don't know which parts you're objecting to. So she changes tactics a little bit.
There was also a notion in Project 2025 to end Title IX protection, which provided protection of LGBTQ students and women, which raises concerns about the safety and rights of marginalized groups in the educational setting. What is your viewpoint on this issue?
Senator, I've been very clear in my past public statements. I've been very clear in my writings. I believe everyone should be treated equally when they're seeking educational opportunities at the University of West Florida or any other institution. And my commitment that I've publicly made before, that I publicly made before this committee when I previously appeared, and that I will reiterate today, is to make sure that everyone is treated equally and fairly when they are seeking to attend or to be employed by or to participate in any programming with UWF.
Now, what I thought was interesting about that answer was what he didn't say, which it sounds like a perfectly decent answer. And if you don't know any context, you'd think that was fine. I think you'd have to ask some of the students on campus whether they think that's an accurate description of his activities. You know me, I'm not a particular champion of gay rights, so, you know, I'm not the one who's going to be super critical. I just thought it was weird that he didn't mention how as proof of how eager he is to make sure that everybody feels welcome and that everybody feels free to participate in the educational setting, that he was a key player in the war on the Drag Queen Christmas here at the Pensacola Sanger Theater, writing several articles for the Daily Signal, which is the Heritage Foundation's publication arm online. And he was not at the city council meetings, but he was doing everything he could by keyboard to get that thing stopped and to argue against it and to explain the horrific indecency that was involved in what turned out to be a giant nothing burger. And so I was just, you know, I would think that if you're being asked about sort of sexuality issues, that you might say to the board, I'm really proud of how I unsuccessfully worked hard to prevent a public venue from hosting an adult performance of lurid, sexually deviant behavior. But he didn't say that. I mean, you've got things you can brag about. None of that really was the brag.
Senators, your pleasure is to vote on them as a block, or if you would request that anyone be voted on separately. Is there any request to vote Senator Bracey Davis?
Thank you, Madam Chair. I'd like to pull Thomas Zachary Smith out of the block.
Thank you. We will pull Senator Thomas Zachary Smith, Trustee Thomas Zachary Smith from the block.
Not a senator, not yet. So they pulled him out. They voted 5-1. LaVon Bracey Davis voted against him, and that was that. Then they moved on to the Ethics and Elections Committee. That's the one that met yesterday. That's Don Gates' committee. Again, you had questions. Tina Polsky.
Now we'll take up Thomas Zachary Smith, an appointee to the Board of Trustees of the University of West Florida on tab 27. I believe, again, this was called for by Senator Polsky, if I'm right.
Of course, correct? You are. Yes, of course.
Of course I'm right. I appreciate
of course that I'm raising an issue.
Of course, that's right. She says I can't vote for him because, again, Heritage Foundation. And as I'm listening to this meeting yesterday and screaming at my phone, like, but that's not the issue. Don't you people? You know, I thought, I guess I could have gone to Tallahassee. I guess I could have been the only person to actually explain all of the real issues with this candidate.
Mr. Smith is part of the Heritage Foundation. We already have Adam Kissel on there, who may or may not be on there after failing to get confirmed 2 years in a row. We voted down Mr. Kissel. I think for some of the very same reasons we would have to vote down Mr. Smith. I don't think that members of the Heritage Foundation should be at our public universities for all the things that they stand for. I certainly don't think we need two members of that on a very small small trustee board. So I urge you all to vote him down as well.
Okay, so that's by the way, there's a lot of backstory on the Adam Kissel slice of this story. The short version is that he showed up at the Appropriations Committee and talked and answered questions, and then he did not show up at the Ethics and Elections Committee, asked to be able to do it remotely, then said he just couldn't because of a conflict with his teaching at Trinity College. And Don Gates, TP, that's temporarily postponed his nomination since it's the last meeting of the Ethics and Elections Committee. That's it. Unless the Senate president, Ben Albritton, decides to take it up directly, he will not get appointed to UWF board, which I think means he's off. I don't think that the governor can reappoint him again after that. Remember last year they voted him down, and then I don't think that he can reappoint him after that. So I think Adam Kissel's off. The great irony of this is Adam Kissel's a really good trustee. And he's not going to be back. And Zach Smith is a really terrible trustee. And he's back on both. No sweat. Although he did just barely squeak by in the vote. It was 4-3. But also, it's worth noting, did you happen to hear what the reason given by Tina Polsky was for why she voted against Zach Smith? Because he's with the Heritage Foundation, and that kind of person can't be trusted to be running a university. If you ever wanted to validate the liberal bias, you know, we talk about conservative bias, talk about race bias, okay, but the implicit bias of liberals that they are so sure of and so confident of when it comes to higher education is that I can literally just say out loud, conservatives are not allowed to run our universities. That is an amazing statement that she doesn't even think is controversial. Obviously, nobody who believes in the Heritage Foundation or represents them or supports them can possibly be trusted to guide the minds of our young people and make decisions. That is an amazing statement of intellectual bigotry that she thinks is just obvious, and that's why she's against Adam Kissel and against Zach Smith. So, on the one hand, DeSantis is, you know, kind of at war against woke leftism on the campus. I agree with that concern. On the other hand, he's put two very different people up to wage that war for him. One, Adam Kissel, who I think has been doing a very good job, and Zach Smith, who you've already heard my expression about that. But I just think it's fascinating that Tim Pawlenty says conservatives can't be trusted to run our education system. And if you wanted to ever prove the hefty bias in higher education the governor is working to overcome and fix, I mean, there you have it. That's the statement. 624 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay.
Are you an adult with uncontrolled moderate to severe Crohn's disease symptoms and still packing a backup bag of clothes just in case? Skyrizi Risankizumab Rizza can help you take control of your Crohn's. Feel significant symptom relief, including less abdominal pain and fewer bowel movements at 4 weeks. Plus, Skyrizi is proven to help people achieve remission and visibly improve damage of the intestinal lining. Individual results may vary. Skyrizi is a prescription injection medicine. Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions, increased infections, or lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, get checked for infections and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor about any flu-like symptoms or vaccines. Liver problems leading to hospitalization may occur when treated for Crohn's. Ready to take control of your Crohn's? Ask your doctor about Skyrizi, the number one prescribed biologic in Crohn's disease. Control is everything to me. Learn more at SkyRizzy.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZZY.
Have you ever gotten stuck being the one who has to figure out the food?
Yeah.
Birthday party, office lunch, family get-together, and suddenly everybody's looking at you.
Me?
That's when you call Voodoo Barbecue. Whether it's catering for 5 people or 500, they make it easy. They show up, the food's hot, and it smells incredible. And nobody's asking where the plates are. Slow smoked barbecue, big portions, real flavor. The kind where folks go back for seconds and ask,
where'd this come from?
That's Voodoo Barbecue Catering. Go to catering at voodoobbq.com and get your mm-mms ready.
Join the Great Southern Restaurant Group, home to the Fish House, Atlas Oyster House, Jackson's, Angelina's, and Five Sisters, tomorrow at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. They'll be discussing Atlas Beverage Class, Celebrate Easter at Great Southern, Angelina's Supper Club, Limona di Primavera, A Celebration of Spring, and so much more, tomorrow at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel with Great Southern Restaurants.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
You ever look at your bank account and think,
okay, that could be better?
Dave Ramsey, weeknights, 7 to 10, on News Radio 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620.
The jungle and wastes are not to be traveled lightly.
Good morning, 626, News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay. John Pickens has traffic for us. John?
Yes, we are still rolling accident-free and delay-free right now. Looks like I-10, I-110, 90, 98, 29 are all looking good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the 5.
Oh, by the way, I did go up on the roof to look and see if I could see the moon.
Is that where you disappeared to?
Yeah. That's the best view around here.
Okay, did you get a picture?
No, it couldn't see it in the haze. But I did see it earlier. I saw it when it was the blood moon and it was black out and it was great. And then during the eclipse, I was like, there's a picture of nothing.
No, I saw it in your picture. Yeah.
Best picture of the eclipse ever.
I know.
Hazy, grainy. It's black. So there's nothing you can see. It's fantastic. Hey, if you are considering that next vehicle, Frontier Motors has an outstanding selection of good quality used cars, about 300 Jeeps and vans and minivans and SUVs and sports cars and trucks on the lot. And you can test drive as many as you like. I recommend you test drive a bunch. Just because you might be surprised at, you know, I mean, you might think, okay, I'm looking for a daily driver for, you know, door sedan. That's what I want. Or I want to, you know, I know I like Hondas and I don't like, you know, whatever other minivan you're comparing with. Okay. But try something outside the category. Try something you would never drive. If for no other reason, just for fun. Go ahead and you tell the salespeople there that I said so. You're going to drive something just for fun. You've never driven a Jeep. I don't know. Try it. And you come back and you're like, that's why I don't want a Jeep. And I hate those ducks. Or, you know, you're like, oh, my God, I get why people like it. More ducks, please. I don't know. The point is you might discover something you really love and want to get. And you might discover confirmation for why you never wanted that thing in the first place. The point is you can drive as many as you like. Frontier Motors, serving the Pensacola community for more than 25 years. Behind the Big Buffalo on Beverly Parkway. Be sure to tell them Andrew McKay says hi. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
The White House says it has a plan to counter rising oil prices brought on by the U.S. attacks against Iran. Secretary of State Marco Rubio yesterday saying that there is a plan that will be unveiled later today.
Well, if you'd stop blowing up all of the tank. No, but I mean, seize tanker oil, right? Strategic reserve? Yeah. Sales from Venezuela? I don't know. I mean, and Saudi Arabia, right? Jimmy Petronas said Saudi Arabia is going to produce extra oil. So I don't know. I'm not worried. Go ahead.
Yeah, we'll see what they reveal later. And Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem is facing the Senate Judiciary Committee today as the Department of Homeland Security remains unfunded as part of a partial government shutdown. Also today, Apple unveiling the iPhone 17e as part of its new hardware rollout. It's going to start at $599 and be available in stores next Wednesday.
All right. Very good, David. Thanks so much for the update. What is it? John, you might know this. I did not click on the story. I saw it on NBC this morning. And I didn't follow through that there's going to be a basketball game that's being done in a throwback style with a bunch of commentators and players from like 40 years ago. Like Bob Costas is one of them, I think. You know anything about
that? No, but I want to see that.
Yeah, what was not clear to me, and I apologize for giving you such a low grade quality of information, but is I don't know if it's AI or if it's creative editing. You know, I'm not sure kind of what they're going to do exactly, but it, you know, I'm guessing it's going to be also done with the old style graphics and, you know,
that's awesome.
One camera, no drones, no Zoom. I think if they really wanted to do it, they should go and take all their current advertisers and run old ads for those advertisers, too. Like, do it old style.
Great. Fox News, I'm Gianna Gelosi. Israel and Iran continue to trade rocket fire as the war in the Middle East expands.
The Iranian regime continued their ballistic missile attacks against Israel. We know
reported Americans are being told, however, to shelter in place.
That's Fox's Jennifer Griffin. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning. It's 6:31 at News Radio 92.3. We've got clear skies and 60 degrees this morning. We'll get to our full forecast. We've got that with Brooke Richardson in just a few minutes. The Milton mother, accused of stabbing her 6-year-old daughter to death, made a troubling appearance in court yesterday. During her detention hearing, April Oliva began speaking about her daughter, Valerie, in the present tense, describing her. Her hair, eye color, and birthday, as if the child were still alive. The judge had to ask her to stop talking. Oliva also told the court she didn't know why she was being held. Her attorney requested a mental evaluation and a competency test. Oliva will remain in jail without bond. Her next hearing is set for March 16th. Protesters gathered downtown in Pensacola last night to oppose U.S. military operations against Iran. The group rallied at Palafox and Garden. They argue that the strikes were unprovoked and say tax dollars should be spent at home. There were no counter-protesters out, but Channel 3 did report some drivers yelling out in opposition as they passed. Congressman Jimmy Petronas says that President Trump's military actions are completely within his constitutional authority. Democrats claim the president is operating outside of the law and are pushing war powers resolutions in both chambers.
Well, they're going to, you know, make every effort to bring it up on the floor of the House. Again, it's one of those messages that sounds like that we have to, you know, bring Congress in to approve it. But that with the actions of the president, then we're totally legal within his constitutional rights.
Petronas says that any war powers resolution would be a pipe dream because it would need to pass both chambers and be signed by the president. He said Democrats stood and applauded when Trump mentioned denuclearizing Iran at the State of the Union, but are now criticizing the operation on cable news. Well, a Pensacola Beach home heading before a county magistrate over an unpermitted renovation. Escambia County halted work at a house on Panferio Drive after the garage was enclosed, potentially creating livable space below the flood elevation. That would be prohibited in flood-prone areas under state and federal regulations. The property's representative says the enclosure was intended only for storage, and the owner is working to come into compliance. County officials say those types of violations can impact flood insurance rates for the entire community. Well, Rick Scott says it's time for Democrats to put America first. Scott criticized Democrats yesterday for defunding the Department of Homeland Security. He said it's the very agency protecting us here at home from the evil Iranian regime that spent decades targeting the country and our allies. Senator Ashley Moody also criticizing Democrats for blocking DHS funding. The Century Community Redevelopment Agency now taking steps to revitalize a blighted part of town. The board met yesterday, electing officers and agreeing to add two citizen members before their next meeting in June. The CRA has nearly $192,000 in the bank that's been accumulated through a tax increment financing plan approved in 2018. So far, none of the money's been spent on improvements. The agency was established following a 2016 tornado that destroyed 40 homes and businesses across the area. 635 at News Radio, and John Pickens has our traffic on the fives.
That's right. Brought to you by ECUA. They're making service easier with the new My ECUA mobile app available to download now. Pay your bill, report service issues, alerts, and recycling tips. Still rolling accident-free. Not seeing anything that's going to slow you down this morning on I-10, I-110, and 90-29. Even Avalon Boulevard looks good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
And apparently your money now, we are having issues again today. Your next news at 7, breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Texting enrolls you in recurring automated marketing text messages. Consent are required to purchase. Message and data rates may apply.
The team's looking good this season.
I think so. Man, I miss playing football. Ever since I turned 40, I just can't find that fire I used to have.
Think it could be lower testosterone?
What do you mean?
I was feeling the same way. After 40, the body has less testosterone, and men lose their edge. That's why I take Nugenix Total T2.
That's the testosterone booster, right?
Yes, but Total T2 is their brand new formula that skyrockets nitric oxide levels in as little as 3 hours. Since I started taking it, I've been lifting like when we played for Coach Carter. My energy is way up, and it even spiced up things between me and the missus.
Are they still giving out complimentary bottles?
Yep, just send a text.
Text SPARK to 215215 for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix Total T2, the next generation testosterone booster. Text now and we'll include a bottle of Nugenix Thermo X, our newest, most powerful fat burner ever, absolutely free. Text SPARK to 215215. That's SPARK to 215215.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
This spring, you can share more than a meal. You can share hope. For as little as $2.75, you can provide a nourishing meal to a hungry neighbor, served with love and compassion, reflecting the love of Christ. A single meal opens the door to healing, recovery, employment, and housing, helping restore lives and renew hope throughout the year. Answer the call this season. Give hope today at waterfrontmission.org.
In the time it takes to watch one episode of your favorite show, you could be approved for your auto loan. While your dinner's in the oven, you could be comparing rates. By the time your morning coffee is brewed, those keys to your new car could practically be in your hand. PenAir Credit Union doesn't just process auto loans. We beam you straight into the driver's seat. Fast approvals, low rates, and easy financing. Apply now at penair.org/autoloans. Federally insured by NCUA.
You don't stop needing information just because you left the car. That's why News Radio 92.3 goes with you.
On your phone, on your computer,
wherever you are. Stream us live or download the News Radio 92.3 app. Stay connected to local news, breaking updates, and conversations that matter, even when you're not near a radio.
And that's a good thing.
It's News Radio 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. Informative.
Informative.
Local.
Local.
Dependable.
Dependable.
And first we'll hear from Audrey Michelle McDonald, who is a new appointment to the Board of Trustees of Pensacola State College.
Now, I would not normally spend extra time on one of the appointees to be on the board and the hearing last week in the Senate Higher Education Appropriations Committee. But when I play it, you'll get why. Okay. So unlike the earlier part of this hour when we're talking about the problem children when it comes to appointees, this is one of those, well, I want you to listen. Okay. I heard it and I thought you would want to hear it. This is Audra McDonald talking about why she wants to be on the Board of Trustees for PSC. You ready? Here goes.
I'd like to start with a story. My passion for the Pensacola community was not born in a boardroom. It was born watching my mother. My mother grew up in Pensacola. She had barely graduated from high school and had a learning disability that made every academic step harder than it should have been. But she had a dream. She applied to the nursing program at what was then Pensacola Junior College. She failed the entrance exam, but she didn't quit. She dug in, studied harder, and took it again. This time, she passed. I can still picture those days, walking past her bedroom door, hearing her professors' voices drifting out as she replayed her lectures over and over until the information took hold.
So, great story about her mom overcoming failure and succeeding and becoming a nurse and her being there while she was studying and seeing that inspiration and using PJC at the time, now PSC, to be able to do that. The story continues.
One afternoon, while she was still a student, we came upon a terrible accident. A woman was unconscious and trapped in a car that was on fire. People stood frozen on the sides of the road, but my mother didn't hesitate. She enlisted a bystander, and together they pulled the woman free. The change in position opened her airway, and she began to breathe. My mother stayed by her side until life flight arrived. We always wondered what happened to that woman, and we never knew if she lived.
I watched my mom, a nursing student at PJC, save a woman's life from a burning car where she had a stranger come and help her drag the woman out, free up her airway or change her position to get her breathing again until life flight comes along, and we have no idea what happened to her. Pretty cool. But wait, there's more.
Fast forward 15 years. My mother was making her rounds as a charge nurse when she was drawn into a paralyzed patient's room. The woman had been in another horrible accident and was facing amputation of her arm. She was quietly weeping. My mother sat down and took her hand. After a moment, the woman said, "Did you know a nurse once saved my life?" She described a burning car, a stranger who reached in without hesitation, a woman who stayed until the helicopter came. My mother went very still. Was it a black Monte Carlo? No, it was maroon. Floored, my mother said quietly, "Would you like to meet that nurse?" That nurse was me.
Okay, so that's an interesting story. My word. First of all, two horrific accidents with this one woman. Terrible. She's facing amputation. And the mom, who'd been a nursing student when she saved her life the first time, is now a nurse at the hospital consoling her and had never known what happened to her. And here she is able to comfort her as she's about to undergo this horrible life-altering surgery to save her life at the expense of her limb, right?
That is what Pensacola State College did for my family. It didn't just give my mother a degree. It gave her the skill and the courage to run towards adversity. It gave her life a purpose. My mother modeled something to me that I hope to pass on to my own five children. That doing hard things is possible, and that it is so worth it. As a mother, a former healthcare leader, and a homeschool educator, I know what firsthand what it means to invest in the formation of people. I stand before you today because of that institution, because of what it does for ordinary people in my community who are trying to become something more, not for themselves alone, but for the people around them whose lives they will quietly and powerfully change.
I don't understand why anybody would be emotional about this. You know, I think I have something in my eye. It must be the high pollen count for today. But man, you know, I don't know whether Audra McDonald is going to be a good or not good trustee. I don't know. But you want people on the board who love a school like she loves this school. I mean, that's priceless. And I think a lot of times, I mean, I know it's true for me. I don't know whether it's true for you, but education came easy to me. It was always available. And so I value it. But for some people, education at a community college, or what we now call state colleges, or we used to call junior colleges, changes their lives. It's a portal to opportunity that nobody in their family has ever had. I mean, education for some people is as much of a genie wish, magic wand moment as coming to this country from a foreign country. And I love being reminded of how transformative that can be for people. Maybe not for everybody, but for some. And that's the mission. That's the transformation in people's lives that a state college like PSC can mean for folks. And she had more to say, and I'll play it in just a second. Because I mean, she's earned my attention now. But right, John? I mean, that's...
Oh, yeah, that's powerful.
Right, but she saw that as a kid, and now she wants to be on the board so that she can help make sure that continues.
That's amazing.
John Pickens has traffic on the fives. Meanwhile, I need to go get some of this pollen out of my eye. Sorry.
Yeah, me too. Wow. Okay, so no accidents to report to you this morning, but if you're trying to get into the front gate of NAS Pensacola, it is backed up past Gulf Beach Highway. So plan an extra 20 to 30 minutes on that. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the five.
Got a text in from somebody. I'm driving and crying now, Andrew. No. Thanks a lot.
Thanks, Andrew.
Well, that's you see now why I wanted to share this with you, right? So Audra McDonald, during her confirmation at the Senate Higher Education Appropriations Committee last Wednesday.
My mother ran toward a burning car because she was prepared. And that is exactly the moment our community is in right now. Not with fire, but with change. The workforce is being restructured by artificial intelligence, and the question before institutions like PSC is the same my mother faced on that roadside. Will we be prepared to act, or will we stand on the sideline and watch? AI will reshape millions of jobs and create new ones we can't yet fully imagine. But the transition is where people get left behind, and that gap falls hardest on working families. Families PSC has always served.
Yeah. I mean, the, you know, ordinary folks, for lack of a more diplomatic term, ordinary folks for whom getting accepted to the state college is a big accomplishment. Ordinary folks for whom, you know, an associate's degree is, I mean, that's a big deal, right? And for whom this is life-changing stuff. And now we're facing a technological future in which, you know, God knows what's going to happen with our economy, with employment, with many, many, many people and what they have just assumed they were going to be able to do with their lives.
I love this community, and I'm coming to this board with one commitment: to ask good questions, represent the people of Escambia and Santa Rosa County faithfully, and ensure PSC remains the kind of institution that changes the trajectory of families like mine. My mother ran toward a burning car because PSC gave her the confidence to change her world. I respectfully ask for your confirmation.
Yeah, she went ahead and got a yes. She went ahead and got unanimous support. Everybody got unanimous support, except for, again, you know, Zach Smith and Adam Kissel. Although on that, I think, yeah, it was 5-1 on both of their votes. So, yeah, man, wouldn't it be great if all the people who were serving in board member capacity, supervisory capacity for any institution, let alone PSC or UWF or, you know, anything, had that kind of passion for what they're doing. That's just, love it. Fantastic. That's why I want to share it with you, because it's a great reminder of, first of all, what these institutions mean to people. Sometimes easy to forget. It's also a great reminder of some of the people that we have in this community and where their heart is. And, you know, it's easy, I know, and we focus a lot on, obviously, the negative things going on in the world. Every once in a while, it's pretty important to remind yourself that There are people who volunteer and who feed and who heal and who teach and who are companions and who, you know, change bedpans and, right? There's, and just, and who pray, okay? There are thousands and thousands and thousands of people in our communities who do amazing, unheralded, unseen, or barely seen work all the time. And I just really appreciate Audrey McDonald reminding us of that this morning. 6:49 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. If you are selling a home or buying a home or doing both or maybe considering building, you know, getting a new home, and you might be wondering, do I need to get a real estate agent to buy a new home? Well, you don't need to. I mean, it's true. You can just go to the builder and say, I want to buy a home. But having a realtor brings you advantages, like Christina Leavenworth is always working with builders, and she knows exactly what deals they're offering. You may not have any idea. Or you might be able to get sort of, you know, the small grade deal and not get the really best deal on them buying down your points or paying for your closing costs or upgrades on things and that they would be willing to say yes to. But you don't know what to ask for, and you don't know what they're going to say yes or no to. But having a good negotiator on your behalf, Christina will take care of that. Also, on the back end, when you take delivery of the home, same issue. You just, you know, how many homes do you buy in your life? Not many. And so you don't really know what's normal, what's not normal, what's right, what isn't right, what needs to be fixed, and what doesn't need to be fixed. And so when she walks through the home with you with the blue tape, and she'll say, yep, 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 no, that's okay, yep, yep, you know, I mean, and you might think, I don't want to be a pest. No, you can be a pest. You're buying a brand new product. You should get a brand new product. But it's helpful to have somebody with you making sure that you get the home that you're actually buying. 786-3996 for Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenworth Realty.
Why is Bray Jewelers the best place to buy an engagement ring? Come in and see our selection. I promise you, we have more diamond engagement rings than you'll see anywhere in the panhandle of Florida. But it's what you do for people that they don't expect that they remember. The little things that we do, we want to deliver special experiences for you at Bray. We love doing what we do, and we love making people happy. We want every person that walks into the store to feel like you're part of our family. I want everybody to have an amazing experience at Bray Jewelers.
Parents usually know if their children will argue over their inheritance, but this can be prevented. I'm Wesley Odom with Armand Advisors. No one wants to see their wealth wasted away because of poor planning. I've assisted several clients with estate planning ideas and sometimes have served as trustee or executor upon their death. Give me a call at 497-6167. Armand Advisors is charting a better course.
Here are the News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 contest rules. You can win one prize per household per contest in any 30-day period, unless specified by individual contest rules. All prizes on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 are non-transferable, non-redeemable for cash, or exchangeable for any other prize. News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 prizes must be redeemed within a 30-day period of winning. For a complete list of rules, visit newsradio923.com.
You're not looking for an argument.
You just want to know what's going on.
And that's a good thing.
News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
And now details on the sudden announcement that has captured the attention of the entire world.
News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay. It's the Pensacola Morning News. In the newsroom this morning, we have David Wayne with our headlines. David?
Good morning. Congress is set to get a briefing from the Trump administration today, just days after the U.S. and Israel launched their attack on Iran. The attacks continue, and retaliatory strikes have now spilled over across the wider Middle East. An appeals court is clearing the way for tariff refunds after the Supreme Court ruled last month that most of President Trump's global tariffs are illegal. The administration had asked for 90 days to try and find a political solution, but was rejected. The Supreme Court decision ushered in numerous lawsuits seeking refunds from companies including FedEx and Costco. And the World Baseball Classic returns for the first time since 2023 when Japan took down the United States in the championship game. Exhibition games begin today, and pool play gets started the day after.
All right. Very good, David. Thanks so much for the update. John, you want to have a little bit of fun? It's a little bit out of our normal range here, but I feel like this is a good time to do it. You ready?
Ready.
If it'll play. Come on now, baby. There you go.
As you can see, we've had our eye on you for some time now, Mr. Anderson.
No 9,000 computer has ever made a mistake or distorted information.
You and Nexus, huh? I designed your eyes.
My CPU is a neural net processor, a learning computer.
Shall we play a game?
So, this story comes to you from the University of Illinois, my alma mater, Champaign-Urbana, or Urbana-Champaign as they prefer to say it, but I always lived in Champaign, so I said it the other way around. Nobody ever said they were going to Urbana for school. They'd say Champaign, just FYI, not that you care. Two professors at the University of Illinois leading a large, like, you know, this would have been in the auditorium class for 1,200 people, lecture on data science management, and they had run into a problem. The problem was that students would not necessarily show up to class, and you know, it's a large auditorium, and so it's hard to regulate attendance. They can't take attendance, okay? So what they would do is they would periodically put up on the screen a question, and then students would have to scan the QR code and answer the question within a certain amount of time to sort of validate that they were there, because that was part of their grade. What they subsequently discovered is that the timestamps and the data was dubious, and it seemed to indicate that maybe students who were not there had solicited the cooperation or confederacy of a person in the class to tell them that it was going on, and then for them to do the input on their phone with the website and, you know, some combination of where the information was coming from, the refresh rate, and all of that. And because people like to ditch class, especially on a Friday, and so they discovered that people were cheating on their attendance in a data science course, which on the one hand, you kind of want to, you know, give people credit for being creative and they're cheating. On the other hand, cheating is bad. But wait, there's more. John Pickens has traffic on the fives.
All right. Brought to you by Barberry Plumbing. When it's time to call a plumber, call the best of the bay winner, Barberry Plumbing, at 477-8782. Still accident-free right now, but not delay-free, especially if you're trying to get onto the front gate of NAS Pensacola. It is backed up way past Gulf Beach Highway. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the five.
Thanks so much, John. So students who were not in the class, and they were able to verify that, were not in the class, were still answering these questions to prove that they were in the class. It counts for like 4% of your grade, not that much, but still did something. And so they were, you know, looking to figure out what was going on. So they basically contacted those people and said, hey, you know, this is bad and we know about it. You're busted. They posted it on social media, and, you know, okay, it was true. They contacted, and they knew about the problem. So then they got emails, you know, an email that apologized. I want to sincerely apologize for lying about my attendance in the class. Okay, I appreciate that. And they got another email. I want to sincerely apologize for pretending to be in class and I wasn't in the class. I want to sincerely apologize. I want to sincerely apologize. I want to sincerely apologize. And a lot of these emails seem very similar. So similar that the data scientist teachers verified that the apology emails for cheating on attendance had been written by AI.
Wow. How are you going to do that in a data science class? Come on.
So the professors put up a montage of the emails with the words sincerely apologizing highlighted in yellow on the screen for the next class, at which they revealed the fiasco and said, come on now. Now, apparently there's the rules about punishment for this kind of stuff are pretty gray and not clear enough that you can't really. And they decided not to punish anybody for it. But
data science class.
Yeah, I know. That's
Come on.
I mean, like, at least if it's an English class or poli sci or something.
Or something.
You have a reasonable expectation of being able to get away with it because God knows
your apology letter. Oh my.
But then the apology is done with AI and you never think, I wonder if everybody else is using AI to write their apology letters too. And it's funny because, you know, as somebody who has very strong feelings about AI, I actually have a really interesting story about AI. We don't have time to get into it today. But I think that the big insult is not the pretending to be in class cheating. The big insult is that, and somebody said, well, why wouldn't you use AI to write an apology? Oh, why wouldn't you be human? It does a better job of expressing my true feelings.
Then you need some work.
At college. At my alma mater. We'll move on. Updates on Iran, President Trump, Secretary of State Marco Rubio, Benjamin Netanyahu, the local genius of our socialist protesters, coming up next.